welcome everybody to our December 5th online shamanic mentorship. I'm really glad that you're all here. I'm glad I got to say hi to a bunch of people before we started. We've got some new folks that have joined. I don't know if I had a chance to say hi to, be sure to mute people as they pop in, Sandra. But I don't think I got a chance to say hi to Trudy when you joined back in the day. And Banta is new. You all are just kind of starting in, and yeah, so you make sure Trudy's muted, please. So Sandra, this is her first time hosting. Hi. Thank you, Sandra. She's going to take care of all the technical stuff. She's going to watch all the little boxes move around. Try not to get overwhelmed by all that. Keep everybody muted while we do this. And I also want to mention, while I'm thinking of technical things, the dates that are on the emails that have been going out in your reminders today are incorrect. We're going to be meeting the first and third Wednesday of every month to keep it consistent, and so that Ann Lovell can do her women's group on the second and fourth Wednesdays. That's actually partially true. Yeah, look, but actually I thought about it, and it gets a little confusing when we have months that have five Wednesdays. That would be an interesting month, but 5 weeks. And so we end up with an extra Wednesday in there that we have to do it. So I guess that would be 5 Wednesdays, because that would be 6 Wednesdays if I'm doing 3 in 1 month. So I've talked about it with Madison and realized that doing the first and third Wednesday of every month, then you know what to plan for. And it doesn't shift every month. If there's an extra week in the month, you know exactly what to expect. You can plan accordingly, you can plan ahead, and hopefully you can plan to be here live as much as possible, because you know exactly when they'll be happening. So first and third Wednesday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and then translate that to your time wherever you are. And I want to let the folks know who are watching this on recording, and whenever any of you end up watching the recording instead of the live connection that we have here, I'm always holding space for the group as if everybody who is in this program is here. So I want you to know that you're included. Even if you're watching this on the recording, you are part of this group. I see you around the sacred fire, and I just want to acknowledge that and say hi to everybody that's watching the recording. The feedback I've gotten is that the recordings are just as potent. And what I think is neat about having the recordings and this whole, you know, just library that you can check out whenever you want, is that spirit really does bring you that recording in divine time. So you'll find that you feel called to check out a particular recording at that particular moment in that particular day, and it's exactly what you needed at that time. So I love the way that works, and I'm really grateful that we have access to all the recordings we've done. So please check them out. You know, use them at your disposal. However, do not share them with anybody else. Everybody's on here has been offered and promised privacy because your faces are on here. And also because, honestly, those people didn't pay to be here. And I'm not doing this as a service for the whole world. I'm doing this for the people who are showing up and committed to being in this program. If the rest of the world would like to join our program, they are totally welcome. But I would ask that if you're at home or somewhere where there's other people around, please make sure that they don't see or hear what we're doing to honor everybody's privacy. And please don't share recordings with other people. I'm sure that you all get that. It comes up from time to time. People will ask me or check in or say, hey, can I bring my sister for the night or something? And I totally understand why, and I really appreciate that you are asking and excited to share with people. But the most important thing to me is to honor your privacy and the really the container of this group. So thank you for honoring that. I do appreciate that. There was something else I was going to mention, but it might not be that important. There's also strange noises in my house, so we'll see. Apparently, all the mojo is already stepping into the house. That happens a lot when we gather. Everything gets real. And, you know, I told them it was okay to get third dimensional, and then I'm like, you really going to get third dimensional? Okay. So there were a couple questions on the Facebook page. I don't know if there were so much questions as things to maybe talk about. I don't know if, Misty, you are here. So you had mentioned a really interesting quote about, I don't know, something to the effect of, you don't have to leave, but you know that you can, kind of thing, that quote from that guy, that song lyric, I guess. And I've been thinking about it because Marianne had mentioned, you know, she just moved to Asheville and she used to be a travel nurse. I'm not going to share anything personal about her, but she's living in Asheville now. And so it's really different to go from traveling a lot to not. And so I have a feeling that's why she might have been asking about the idea of staying put and the challenges of doing that, the challenge of not consistently looking around the corner to see what's next. And I really feel that this is, I'd love to give you like a little pill that'll just explain all that for you. I really don't believe that's how this particular one works. None of them work that way, do they? Take the blue pill, take the blue pill. I really feel that's the human condition, to be honest, is that we're always kind of, the practice is to be present. That's the practice. It wouldn't be a practice if we were good at doing it. We would just do it. We wouldn't have to practice. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, is a great book for really getting in touch with being present and how to do that and how powerful it is. Meditation is about being present. Shamanic journeying helps us get into our bodies and be present. Yoga, all the practices are really about being present in the moment. And it's interesting that you all asked about this because we had a plant medicine ceremony. Was that last weekend, Sandra? Yeah, that was a few days ago. Wow. Time is relative. So we were in ceremony and I was sharing about one time when I was in an ayahuasca ceremony back in the day. And, there's this thing that can sometimes happen in that particular altered state where, and a lot of people experience this with that particular medicine too, where you find yourself, you have the visuals and going through like a tunnel that's constantly, but it's a full circle kind of tube tourist kind of thing where you're constantly going around the corner, but you never get around the corner. You're just constantly, do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's constantly turning so that you're always, but you never actually get there. And I was in this plant ceremony and I decided to follow it and just go with the visual. And I was like, when am I going to get around the corner already? Like it never, there was no ending. It was just a constant turning the corner. And I just went, when am I going to get around the freaking corner and see what's on the other side? And as soon as I thought that, boom, I was back in the room and I heard the medicine laugh at me, lovingly laughing at me saying, wherever you go, there you are, you know, and I was just like, ah, oh, you know, and that's the thing. Like we always end up exactly right back where we are, no matter what you're looking for, no matter how much you're focused on the future or the past or whatever's going on, you will always end up right back where you are. One example of that, someone told me a long time ago, you can move, but you can go somewhere else and it gets really exciting at first. And then your luggage shows up, you know, then your baggage shows up. Right. And so that's something that we tend to do because the newness is exciting. But at the same time, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, I like the way they talk about rockets of desire. So there is this balance of you got to put out the rocket of desire in order to align with it and move the energy to get into alignment and manifest the situation or that future thing you want to be in. So I'm not saying don't have excitement about things in the future, but if we can't end up in that loop where we're constantly kind of looking. We just got to bring ourselves back because this has come up a lot recently. You're changing your geography does not change your inner landscape. And that's really important to keep in mind because when I was younger, whenever I got tired of something and my stuff started coming up, I would quit my job and get a new one, or I would make it so I would get fired because I was good at making that happen. Or I would move, you know, and I wanted a new adventure. Oh, I need to go back to school. Oh, I need to get a different job. Oh, I need to find a new partner. Oh, I need to move to a new place. If I was only if I could only go to India and do my yoga teacher training, whatever. There was always this extenuating outside thing that I needed to do in order to have the internal be happy, or, you know. And so I just find it interesting that all these years later, I'm thrilled to be in my present moment. And I still have to catch myself sometimes going, oh, I just want to move to Africa and work with lions. Then everything will be, then I don't have to, you know. And the truth is, I could move to Africa and work with lions, and my baggage will show up. So whatever I'm dealing with here in little old Black Mountain, North Carolina, will follow me there. Eventually, it will show up, and I'll have to pick up that luggage because my name is on it, you know. So I feel like it's really natural to have that kind of looking ahead feeling. And so I just wanted to share some personal examples, because this really has been coming up a lot. And the way I handle it is to recognize that if I'm looking ahead or wondering what the next thing might be or really wanting to make a whole lot of change, that is a flag for me, a signpost that lets me know something's not in alignment. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just a signpost that says, oh, something's not in alignment because I'm distracting myself. So how do I get back to being present? And sometimes it does mean that I'm wanting to be creative and get into a project or do something different. And that doesn't mean I have to move away or go to graduate school or something, because I'll get crazy ideas like that. And I don't want to go to graduate school. The thing I used to get was, I want to be an acupuncturist. Every time I got acupuncture, I decided that I wanted to be an acupuncturist because I love it. And I would like, I'm just going to completely reinvent myself as an acupuncturist. I would get online, I would Google about acupuncture schools, and I realized that you had to be in school for freaking ever, and you basically have to be a doctor. And I just went, no, that's not really what I want. So what's going on that I'm wanting to kind of dream into this fantasy of doing anything else? And for me, it was always just a reminder of, oh, why am I having challenges being present in this moment? And I really feel, I know I'm probably not answering specifically, because there is no specific answer. That's the practice. That's the practice to get feeling good right where you are. And Misty, I read that you said you're really psyched that for the school that you're in, and that makes it a lot easier. It's a lot easier if you like your present experience than if you don't. And I've shared before, I've had times when I did not like my present experience, and I learned very quickly that the sooner I can get into alignment with that current experience and get myself feeling good, whatever that means, if that means hiking in the woods every day, if that means exercising every day, if that means writing every day, don't focus on the thing that doesn't feel good, focus on what feels good. And the more I did that and focused on what felt good, my external started to shift because my internal felt better, and suddenly I wasn't in that wonky experience that I didn't want to be in. But it's gotta be an inside job. It's gotta start internally. And Misty, I sense for you that you're really on the I'm just talking to you because you're here. I'm really talking to everybody, but I can feel that you're right on the precipice of some creative energy. The wave is building, and there's some creative energy happening there for you. And I sense that, the counsel I received when I read that is that when you start to go into the what's next, it's because there's some ideas and some creative energy coming up. So I would, just be paying attention to when that energy pops up, because that's always a signpost for me that some energy is moving. What would I like to do with it? It doesn't mean I have to physically move away or change my job. It just means the energy is moving, it's like when people think they're nervous before they show up for ceremony or something, and they're like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, that's enthusiasm masquerading as anxiety. Your soul is really excited that you're doing this, and so you have all this new energy and you don't understand it. And I really feel that when we get that urge to to completely reinvent ourselves like Madonna or something, and we really don't want to do all that. It's because there's new energy and we don't understand what it means. So we're like, oh, I must need to quit my job and move to Zimbabwe or whatever. And so just sit with that and ask your soul, ask yourself, what is this new energy? And check with what's coming up there, because I feel like it can be this energy of needing to change when in reality it's shift. And that's a subtle nuance there, change and shift. Change to me feels more physical, like I've got to move away or leave this job or do something completely different. Whereas shift, it feels more internal. So that's what I would put out to you and to Marianne and some other people who are asking is, one, let it be okay, because that's the journey. We're always in a practice to be present. And two, recognize that if you're feeling the need for all this change, it's because the internal wants to shift. So that was a very long answer to get to a very short little thing there. But I wanted to put that out there because, you know, back in the day, I did that a lot too. And I find the more that I'm happy with my present moment, the less I'm noticing the urge to change. And especially as I am present to the shifts. And there's a lot of you who are making some big shifts right now. You've been sharing on the Facebook page, or you've shared with me personally. And there was another question. Judy had mentioned grounding, and Marianne had been talking about grounding. And she had specifically mentioned not wanting to feel grounded because wanting to keep moving. And I like the way I teach, the way I share, you all who have been working with me, you know, I always share from personal experience. My personal experience is that the more I would busy myself or move or create change so that I constantly was doing other things, the less my stuff was able to come up. And when I would slow down and not be moving and really allow myself to be present, my stuff comes up. And that's why we don't like to be present sometimes. Like if you sit down to meditate, it can be really uncomfortable because all this stuff wants to come up and be seen. And we're like, I didn't sit down to meditate to do that. I sat down to meditate to be all like om and stuff. I don't want to feel icky. Well, you know, the stuff's got to come up because we finally slowed down enough to let it. And so one of the reasons I haven't been doing as many private sessions this year, I just started really doing private sessions in the last couple months. And I've been doing very few. I mean, some of you who've sat with me in the last few weeks, it's because I just opened up sessions. I just opened up my calendar because when I got back from Peru, I did not have the energy for it. My stuff needed to come up. And one of the things I'm going to share very vulnerably right now and very authentically, because that's how I roll. When I was in Peru and the poop hit the fan, I was supposed to teach over there. I was supposed to lead ceremony. I ended up in the hospital instead. Clinic hospital is very strange. And before I flew back, spirits were talking to me and said, you cannot have your work make you happy. You've got to be happy and do your work. And I found that when I was not feeling happy or I was wanting to move to and be an acupuncturist on lions in Africa or whatever was coming up for me, that I would just busy myself. I'd come up with a new project. I'd come up with a new recording. I'd come up with a new ceremony. I'd book my calendar up with clients. I would just work because I'm always happy when I'm working. I always feel good in ceremony, even if I show up feeling completely poopy. Once I get into ceremony, it's good, right? Same with sessions, same with everything. So when I was in Peru, it was very clear, can't work that way anymore. Can't be attached to something outside of me, even something that I do to maintain my happiness. Got to be happy on the, you know, inside job and then share my work. And there's nothing wrong with the way I was doing it. I've done great work for a long time, and sometimes it really was, you know, unconsciously keeping myself busy to avoid my own stuff, and it was time for me to level up. So where was I going with that? I've got a lot of spirits talking to me right now too, because there's some of y'all that have some stuff going on. I might need to talk to y'all tonight, so we'll check in with that. But that's the thing. We got to be happy and then and then do. Got to be to inform the doing. And so this year, oh, that's where I was going with it. Thank y'all. Could y'all just give me a minute? I'm going to talk to my friends up here. I spent this year really having to still myself and not work as much so that I could focus on my stuff that wasn't able to come up while I was busying myself, holding space for everybody else. And for the first couple months, that was really hard. And then something shifted and I was like, this is kind of nice. I'm digging, like, you know, not having to clean up my house every single day because clients are coming over, and like just letting my house be my house instead, because I work from home. And so 6 days out of the week, people would come over and I want my house to look good. But it never really felt like my house. And so little things like that started to shift. I'm like, I'm just going to live in my house. And then on the weekends, we'll have ceremony. And that's what I have done until the last few weeks. Can I curse? We're close enough to do that, right? All my shit came up because I finally was not working 6 days a week. Never felt like work, by the way. My work never feels like a job, which is why it was so easy to do it 5 or 6 days a week and not even realize how much I was working. But it was amazing. I really needed to focus on letting that stuff come up. Just like when you sit and meditate, you gotta sit there long enough to let the stuff come up. That's what mantras are about. You know, I feel like we're told, do this mantra and you'll feel better. If you do a mantra long enough, it'll bust you wide open. But you got to sit there and do it and do it and do it. Because I did a mantra at an ashram. We were taking turns over the course of 24 hours so that the mantra never stopped. And I did my hour and I went through a whole emotional experience as I was singing this Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And I was singing it over and over and over without stopping. And I started out being like rock and roll. And the next thing I know, I'm kind of crumbling and then I'm getting busted open. And I still got to keep singing because I'm the only one in there to do it. And then I'm crying and all this stuff. You know, these aren't just spiritual bypass opportunities. A lot of the tools are here to bring your stuff up. You know, that's the thing. I feel like we've got this idea that it's all just to make you feel better. Meditate so you'll feel better. Meditation might make you feel like poop. Sometimes you got to feel worse before you feel better. And ideally, eventually you get to the point where maybe you feel better more consistently. So it's really important to slow down so your stuff can come up. That's how you'll feel better. So that's what I've been doing this year. It's been amazing. And now I can honestly say that I am so much more grounded and in my body and aligned and really good with the stillness, not needing to be busy. And now I'm seeing clients because I want to, not because I have to or because I'm busying myself. And if I only want to see one person 1 week, that's all I'm going to do. Because I really want to follow what feels most in alignment for me. Having said that, I can already hear some of y'all going, I can't just quit my job and only work 1 day a week. I understand. And I'm telling you what I've been working towards for a number of years now. When I first started out, I had to work 5 days a week because I was starting a new business almost 20 years ago. And I've worked and also aligned at the same time. I used to hustle a lot more. Now I align. I don't have to hustle so much. I don't have to hustle at all, actually. It's great. And I want to be honest that it took some time to get into that alignment. So I'm not saying, you know, go to your boss tomorrow and say, I don't feel like doing this, but 2 days a week, you know, because then you're going to probably get fired. You want to work into shifting that because you're in a river that's pretty big and you want to work, give yourself the time to shift that energetic. So I'm trusting that this is resonating for some of you. It's more than just, it's not just about your job though. I happen to be sharing that that's my experience, but this is something that we want to do with everything. We really want to be, even if you're having to do something you don't want to do, you're too tired, you don't want to be be playing at the park with the kids because you're exhausted. You love your kids, but you're exhausted. Or you got to plan a big old wedding and you're just over it. I know, Judy, you love your daughter. You wanted to do that, but it was also exhausting. Even if you're doing something that you got to do because it's got to be done, you want to find that place where what feels good for you. Find the place where you can feel good in it. Because when we're wanting anything outside of us to make us happy, y'all already know that doesn't work. It does not work. That's why you can see people with a ton of money who are very unhappy. Everybody thinks money is going to fix everything. No, it doesn't. And once you get into alignment and you're feeling good, then the money can actually flow in. That's the irony. So for me, this has been a year of stopping and slowing down enough to let the stuff come up. And the work I'm sharing with you, I feel has gotten better. I'm so much more relaxed when I show up to these mentorship sessions. Probably the first year of doing it, I was stressed and anxious every time I showed up to the laptop. I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to do a really good job. I wanted all of you to have a life-changing experience every 2 weeks. That's exhausting. That's exhausting. And it's not my responsibility to give you a life-changing experience, right? You get to do the medicine. I'm here to guide and facilitate and support and empower and do all of that. But the more I show up relaxed and just let spirit flow through, the more potent I find the sessions to be. I was always doing that before, but I was still working to keep myself happy. And now I'm not. Now I'm really feeling, you know, in alignment and showing up and enjoying what I do a lot more. And I think Sandra can attest to that. I'm in a better mood. You know, I can be cranky AF because I'm human, especially if I have to show up in the morning. Any of y'all have seen me in the morning, you know, it takes me a minute to adjust that there are human beings around me. And I find that it's easier now. It's easier because I'm not as affected by my outer experience. And I know most of you are empaths. So this has also affects how you're taking on energy from other people and finding that balance. Even for me, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. And even for me, this last year has been, how do I read into all this energy and become this energy so that I can read everybody's situation and do the shamanic mojo that I do without feeling so affected by it personally? I don't take it on, but I would still feel affected by it. Like even tonight, I had a moment of getting distracted. That was because there's people on here who are going off and doing things and they're distracted and they're thinking about their, and I'm linking in with your energy. I'm not blaming anybody. That's totally fine. It's just, I have to remember, ooh, step out of that energy, stop tracking you all, and be able to track you without getting distracted by it. And sometimes I do better than others. I'm a little sleepy tonight. So when I'm sleepy, it's a little harder to, you know, stay grounded in my own mojo. But being grounded does not mean you have to sit still. Being grounded doesn't mean you can't be active. Being grounded doesn't mean you don't get to do what you want to do. It doesn't mean your life stops. It doesn't mean you can't be traveling the world. My personal experience over the last 5 or 10 years is I'm feeling the energy shifting in such a way that it used to be that I could take time and just relax and integrate in between all the lessons and the uploads and the shifts and the transformation. I'm not finding so much of that time anymore. I'm not seeing, it seems to be happening more consistently and more quickly, maybe even. So I'm finding that as I walk the journey, I got to integrate while I keep walking. I'm not seeing that there's a lot of time to just sit on the path and go, I'll catch up to my mojo later. No, it used to be like that when I was younger, but I'm not feeling it like that anymore. So for me, it's been an intentional lesson, an intentional focus to be able to walk the path while also resting and integrating and grounding. If that makes sense, I'm talking about energetically walking the path. And so that's something I would encourage each of you to be using your tools for. That's what these tools are about, so that you feel aligned and in your body, so that when the waves of energy are coming, whatever that is, whatever you're experiencing, you can go, ah, okay, I got to ground in this moment, even as I continue to move forward making dinner, even as I continue to move forward planning a wedding, even as You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to chop wood, carry water in the mundane. And it's really, I hate that word, mundane. It makes it sound like our lives are so boring. Our lives are not boring. I don't know where that word mundane came from. Okay, I just sidetracked there. But I'd like to find a different word. So in your daily life, in your magical daily journey, it's important to ground so that you can also connect in and listen to your guides and get the information you want as you go. When I'm in the supermarket, I'm still getting information from the realms. You see what I'm saying? Like for me, I've practiced with these tools so that this is an integrated experience for me. This has taken time. This has taken time. So be easy on yourself and give yourself time. And Banta mentioned about, you know, being more, I'm probably not going to say exactly what you said, but something about trusting your guides more or something. And so I want to reiterate, I feel like I've talked about this before, but it's a good time to remind you. The best way to trust your guides is create personal relationship. If you only talk to them every 2 weeks when we come here and do our shamanic journeys, you're not going to know them very well. You want to know your guides like you know your cat. You want to know your guides like you know your dog. You want to know your guides like you know your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, the people that live in the house that you live in. You want to have that kind of relationship, that personal a relationship. Your guides are your beloveds. They're your beloveds. They're beloved you. These are aspects of you as well. You must get to know them personally. These are not energies that we just go visit every once in a while. Get some information, say, oh, I got all this stuff going on. Make me a cocktail, Archangel Michael. I'm so stressed out. You can do that too. They'll still love you. That's totally fine. And you need to show up even when you're feeling good and talk to them. Show up when you're feeling wonky and talk to them. Show up when you just ask them to just be around you. I activate the energetic grid of the space and call in the archangels around the space, which I've done here for you all when we open the space. I do that every morning and every night. And I make sure I do it before I turn on my phone in the morning. I won't even get out of bed until I've done it. And I'm constantly connecting with them to the point that it's like walking into my house and saying hello to somebody who's physically there. And people feel it when they come here. And that's the thing. That's how you make a practice out of something. Because now, even if I forget to say it, it's done. And by the time I think of it, I go, oh, they're already here. Of course. You know? It's like Sandra has travel angels, right? Is that what you call them? Travel angels? And we just traveled to Arkansas, and I just want to attest that they work. Her travel angels are good. Woo! I won't go into details. Let me just say, very good at their job. And part of that is because Sandra has created a relationship with them in such a way that she knows that they're always around. It's really just a matter of affirming that they're there, but it's already done. So I want you to start using these tools, meaning connect with your guides, to really get to know them in a personal way so that it's already done, so that you don't even have to think about it. This is why we do practices. When you do yoga enough that you don't have to think about it, Sandra says she talks to them every time she gets in her car, every time. So they're already there. I activate the grid of my car when I travel too. So the more you do it, the more it becomes your habit. And I've talked about this before. You want to have habits that are actually practices and not habits that you're not conscious of, because that's where we get wonky. If you tend to get into a rut, you need to be aware that that's a practice you've created. That rut has become your personal practice. That's probably not a personal practice you want. Get into a personal practice of listening to how you're talking to yourself. Be aware of how you're speaking to yourself. Be aware of how you're speaking to others. Just simple things like that will start shifting things. I talked to somebody today and I got a little annoyed about something that happened. And then for like the next 20, 30 minutes, I found myself just tracking every person that ever annoyed me on the face of the planet and still does. And then I went, I feel like poop. I'm sitting here thinking about everybody who annoys me and has hurt my feelings. How did I end up going down that road? And so I had to consciously go, oh, let me focus on all the people that I love and that love me and that it feels good to be around them. And just like, let those soul contracts shift, y'all. Let them shift. That's the other thing that has been coming up. Let the soul contracts shift. If you got a friend or a loved one and it's just not working out anymore, let the soul contract shift. You'll have so much less drama and stress in your life. I spoke to somebody today that I haven't talked to in about 6 months and finally realized we're not friends anymore. There was nothing negative about the call. It was just so superficial. And I just went, oh, we're not friends anymore. And, you know, a few years ago, that would have devastated me because this was somebody I was really close to. But we're just, it's not that we don't care about each other, but the soul contract needs to shift because that person is going in a completely different direction than I am. And so I had a moment of, and then I went, oh, the contract is shifting. Okay. And it can always shift back too. I personally do not have time for putting a lot of energy into superficial conversations. So I'm not going to follow that trail of friendship with that person. And it's totally fine. What I realized is it's not personal to me. It doesn't mean they don't like me. It doesn't mean I don't like them. The contract shifted. Contract shift. That's why I don't understand why people are making vows all over the place when they're getting married. Can I tell you how many times I've had to clear vows with people in private sessions from other lifetimes? You want to make promises, but don't vow things, okay? Like, please, because then people like me and other timelines, lifetimes, dimensions, and realms are having to clean all that up from this lifetime. So I'm just totally going off on a lot of things because y'all got a lot going on, and so this is what Spirit's bringing through, and I wanted to do a little bit more of a check-in tonight and less shamanic journey, although we will do one because I know y'all like to do that. But let the contract shift and work with your tools in order to do that. And one of the simplest tools is to really just focus on what feels good for you. And I mean, literally, if taking a walk every day makes you feel better, do it. Make the space for it. It's like that old saying, if you don't have time to meditate for 5 minutes, meditate for an hour. You know, you've got to take the 5 minutes and take care of you, and then the rest of it really falls into place. So relationships with your guides will change. I don't have the same guides. I mean, there's still guides from 20 years ago that are around and I can still work with them. And my guides have shifted over the years. It changes. It's a relationship. Some people are in your life the whole time and some people aren't. Some people you just know for a year, you know, and then it's not a personal relationship anymore. Some people just show up when you need them. Some guides just show up when that's the specific thing you need and you go, oh yeah, I need this particular guide. Okay, great. But then they, like Frog will show up for me at the most random times and walk me through whatever the situation or experience is in that part of my journey. And then Frog's like, peace out, homie. Or I don't know. Frog doesn't really talk to me like that. But maybe your frog does. But seriously, it's just like Frog just kind of literally just hops away. And then I realize, oh, Frog isn't here anymore. Good. That means we've walked through that. And thank you, Frog, for your support. It's the same thing with people. So start really creating personal relationships. We talked about this in Arkansas at the in-person shamanic training that I did there recently. Some of you have the other extreme of like having so many guides that it's probably a little overwhelming. So you can walk into a room of 100 people and call all of them your friend, but how well do you really know them? You know, pick a small group and really get to know them. When I started activating the grid and calling in the archangels, AKA star beings around my space, I started with, I think, 2 or 3. Then it became 4, you know, Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, and then Uriel came into the center. And then Sandalphon showed up later on. Sandalphon and Metatron showed up a couple years later. Sandalphon above, Metatron below. Zadkiel Melchizedek just came in this year. They want to hang out? Cool. And then in the last 3 or 4 months, San Cipriano and San Germain were like, hey, we want to hang out. We want to work with you. Great. So now I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 angels hanging out with me. And those are the ones I activate the energetic grid with and call them in every morning and every night. But I built up to that. Just like when you're an herbalist, you can't get to know all the plants at once. You start with a handful and get to know them. So that's the thing. You got to talk to them. You got to talk to them and create relationship. And I know this may not make sense here, but I promise you that the more you talk to your guides and create relationship with them, all this other stuff that you have questions about suddenly starts opening up and making sense. Literally everything. Pick a thing. It will be supported by you just focusing on getting to know your guides better. You don't even have to focus on that other thing you have all these question marks about. You'll be amazed at how answers simply like appear and things shift and the people you need show up because your focus is on connecting with your guides and they're opening up everything for you. And they'll also help you bring up all your shit. So be prepared to do that too. You cannot be a cosmic radiant, you know, whatever you want to be if you haven't dealt with what's going on in here. That's spiritual bypass. You can't do, I mean, I've never seen anybody do it. We got to let the shadow integrate. Got to integrate the shadow. And this has been coming up lately too. I've been sitting with people who are asking about joining the 4-month training that starts in January. And I do interviews with people and informational interviews and let them know what to expect. And one of the things I share is I teach, if there's any lineage I teach, it's the lineage of personal responsibility. Because if you put all your stuff on a lineage or on a teacher or on a guru or on a system or on whatever, it's really easy to kind of just direct it out there and not take full personal responsibility. So be aware of really taking personal responsibility within the practices that you're working with. You can get just as addicted to spiritual practices as you can any drug. It's probably better to be using spiritual practices than crack cocaine. I'll give you that. But we still want to be aware that the root issue hasn't been dealt with, right? So that's a lot to sit with. I want to check in with, let me go back into, I need to put my granny glasses on. Hold on, kids. Gallery view, will you unmute Misty, please? I got it. Hey, Misty.
Hey.
So did that help out all my ramblings there?
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else coming up or were you just kind of putting it out there because it's an interesting thing? It didn't feel like you had a whole lot of charge around it, but I wanted to check in.
Yeah, that's good feedback. So I guess my creative energy is coming around. I have an opportunity to go to Bali in Indonesia this next summer. And my habit is to go check it out, and if I like the place, then go back there and move for a little while and teach or do something. So that's, of course, like in the back of my head. If I do like it, does that mean I'm going to move when I come back? So, but there is a little bit of a charge, though. Like, I am kind of getting excited about the trip, so, mm-hmm. or potential trip, so.
Yeah, when I say charge, I mean, when you shared what you and were asking about it, I didn't feel like there was a lot of negativity or attachment or stress around it. It was more of a question.
No.
It's really interesting what you bring up, though. I appreciate you sharing about that. I feel like this is what Marianne is sitting with, too, and this is what I was trying to get to a little bit. If you get over to Bali, you fall in love with Bali, and you find the perfect teaching situation, everything feels amazing, and everything in your heart, your body, your soul, your mind, your spirit, everything aligns to take you to Bali, and that's where you're meant to be next, that doesn't mean you're being ungrounded.
Right.
And just finding that balance of being aware of, am I running away from something or am I walking towards something? Right. So I feel like that's what, maybe, and I'll have to just check in with Marianne since she's not here, but I feel like that might be part of what comes up for people. You know, that's what I mean. You can stay grounded even within movement. If you're meant to be in Bali, you can stay grounded and do that and have the experience that you're going to have. Even if 6 months in, you go, I need to change this experience. This was not where I choose to be anymore. I moved to Colorado for 2 months. And it just wasn't, and I had spent 3 years thinking about that move. That wasn't a just you know, leap before looking kind of move. I had been going out there, going out there, going out there. I had the most intense initiations I've had in years and was like so pissed off that I was moving back to Asheville. I was so pissed off that I was moving back. And now I look back and can see exactly why that needed to happen that way, exactly the lessons. And I can also see that part of it was I was trying to change my inner landscape by shifting my geography. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I really was. So if you're not trying to shift your inner landscape, if you're bringing all your baggage with you to Bali, it could be an awesome move. And and the same for Marianne. If she wants to be a travel nurse, that doesn't mean you're not grounded. To me, the most grounded I feel is when I'm in total joy, loving my experience. And that experience might be while traveling, right? So I think that's a really good thing. Just the awareness that you have is going to support you as you go out there. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm in a pretty good spot for it too. Because I feel like I will be equipped to take my baggage with me.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's a little heavy. But in Bali, I'm sure it'll be much lighter. There'll be there'll be good food for your baggage. You'll get lots of sunshine for your baggage. Fun waterfalls for your baggage. So, yeah. Awesome. Thanks for mentioning that on there. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good. It's good to sometimes just sit and chat. Will you unmute? Let me find. Will you mute Misty again, please? I'm going to unmute. Well, it's not letting me unmute. Oops. Okay. Well, are you able to unmute Banta? I don't know if she's still there. Are you able to unmute yourself, Banta? Because it won't let me unmute you.
Yes.
Okay. So did that help at all as far as like connecting in with your guides? I mean, you know that it just takes time and practice. I just want to check in.
It just feels like muscles that need to be toned. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
I hear that. I also would like to shift that and really bring it into relationship. Because muscles that need to be toned feels, for me, it kind of feels like work. And you got to like get in shape. And the truth is you're already in shape psychically. And as far as the cosmic mojo, you're already in shape. You got it all there. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I also want to just really finesse out the energetics of what you're saying. Cause that doesn't feel very fun to me. That kind of feels like work.
You know? Oh, I appreciate that difference. You're right. I don't know them very well yet. Yeah.
Exactly. And that feels lighter. I just don't know them very well yet. I want to create relationship and talk to them more and get to know them better. Getting to know a new friend who's awesome sounds way more easy, fun, and light than, I got to exercise these muscles. I'm still out of shape, right? And so it's nice to kind of tease out some languaging that feels more productive and more encouraging to actually do it.
Yeah, I appreciate that difference.
Yeah.
Good reframing.
Yeah. Well, it's important for me to do that too. I think it's important for all of us. This is not work. Everything we're doing is not work. This is you all awakening to who you really are and waking up to everything that's available to you. I was driving home from working out tonight and there was this man on the side of the road and he was doing all this stuff that anybody else would have thought he was nuts. And I could see his buddies in the realms around him. I saw who he was interacting with. And I had a friend in the car with me who said, how do you just do that while you're driving down the street? Because I've integrated it into my daily practice and I have the relationship with the cosmic experience now. So it's going to keep expanding and getting bigger as you do this. It's way more than it might look like on paper.
So it also helps to think about starting small and not trying to make deep relationships with everyone at once.
Right. Sometimes you just got to let some of those guides be Facebook friends for a while and get to know them later. Right. That's the way I talk about it. Cause I mean, we really do have different relationships. You got your inner circle, then you got kind of a circle around that and a circle around that. And just like with those circles of humans, these guides relationships can kind of come and go. And sometimes you're more in touch with one than the other. So yeah, just have fun with it. That's the main thing I want to remind everybody. Have fun with it. You know, have freaking fun with it. And you also got to do it. Have fun while you're doing it. So I appreciate you asking about that and showing up for that. Awesome.
Nice.
You can go ahead and mute yourself if you want. Is there anybody else who wanted to check in about anything? Let me check here. You can comment or click the little hand raising thing. I don't know where the hand raising thing is, but Sandra is. Exit full screen. Just want to check in before I go into Shamanic Journey and see if anybody had anything. Okay. Oh, we have a retreat coming up April 5th through 7th. Mark your calendars. I'm getting excited. It's almost 2019. We're doing gratitude journals through the solstice. I don't know how many of y'all have been keeping that up. I've been doing better lately. I went through a little phase where I forgot about it, and now I'm doing better again. So I'm just honest. I'm honest. I forget about it sometimes, but solstice is coming up. I mentioned before, for me, solstice is the new year. So I'm very excited to shift my Mesa. I'm probably going to rebuild my Mesa on the 21st. And that's when I write down all the things I'm choosing to manifest. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about, like, if I want to write a book or if I want to bring whatever into my situation. And if I could go back and look at all my list of things I've written on the solstice, I'd say about 90 to 95% of those things have manifested, not necessarily that exact year or how I thought it would look. They've manifested. So I find it a really potent time to just check in I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions, because that's nonsense. I never was able to keep up with those. But I do find that solstice focus, solstice manifestations, I write it down, and I write down how I want to feel. Write down how you want to feel. Write down how you want to feel. How do you want to feel? Because sometimes you can have all the things you love and it still doesn't feel good. So write down how you want to feel, and then some of the things you want to do, and bring those into alignment. Okay. So Judy, are you good with the whole grounding piece? Did that help you?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Physically I've been having some issues, but it's just a process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the body holds memory. And you were at the training in Arkansas, and so we did some clearing. And when we do that energetic clearing, kind of like when we were at the retreat and I pulled something out of somebody that was there, and then she, you know, had to do some integration after that. I feel like that's part of what's happening for you too. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to not feel grounded and to want to be a little flighty. I know Marianne had mentioned, like, what if I want to be flighty? Like, it's okay. We don't have to, like, ground. That's not fun. Focus on feeling good. That'll get you into alignment, and then you'll realize that you are grounded within that. But you're definitely clearing some stuff, and the body memory is shifting. The body memory stuff is coming up. You actually look different. You look.
Yeah, I've noticed. I've really been going. I don't know words to put. It's almost like it's miraculous things going on with my body, like the fascia's breaking up and these movements come upon me that I've never done before, and that's releasing that fascia. Mm. And I think the part you were talking about, I'm obviously, a lot of things are coming up in me, and as that energy obviously is raising higher in my body, I notice the stuff seems to be breaking up more. Mm-hmm. And then I end up having to rest and body heal and self-care. And does this sound like a process that you've heard of before? That's what I'm experiencing. Seriously, I would have never believed it if I wasn't doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different for everybody.
Okay.
And we pulled some stuff out of you, some things that were attached and some entity things that you're definitely going to need to just give your body time to heal. Because just like you said, as the vibration rises and there's more space for, well, I'll just use linear language, but as there's more space for light,
right, then
all of that shadow stuff is going to have to move. And your body's holding a lot of memory from the trauma and the things that you're healing. And that body memory has to heal. I've been doing a lot of that this year too. Even after doing a lot of the healing emotionally, spiritually, all the things,
right,
I'm feeling good. My body's going, okay, now I got to clear these memories because I'm still holding it physically. So yeah, that's definitely totally normal. One thing I would offer up, and just because you use the word process, I'm not saying that you're doing this, and it also reminded me, and I want to share this with everybody. Sometimes people will come sit with me. Maybe even some of you here that I'm talking to tonight have done this. Know that I love you when I use this as an example. You have said to me, this is going to take a while. This is going to be a process. Oh my gosh, I have a feeling this could, do you think this is going to take a while? Healing can happen at the speed of thought. It doesn't always, because we're pretty dense and we don't really believe it and we don't allow it. And it still can happen at the speed of thought. I would imagine most everybody here has had at least one moment where it just shifts and you're like, holy moly, it's done. Now, there was probably stuff that led up to that, but you know what that feels like, or you can if you choose to. So what I would offer up to you, Judy, and all everybody else is make sure, be aware if you're writing a story of this is going to be a process.
Okay.
Because if you're writing that story, it's going to be a process. So if you literally start writing the story, my body is whole and healed right now. My body is feeling amazing right now. You might sound nutty to the people around you. Don't even worry about it, because they don't realize you're writing your story and you get to choose. You can say, yes, my body feels amazing right now with grace and ease. I am fully whole and fully healed, or whatever it is you're working on. Just go ahead and say that it's so that you literally start telling your energy body, we're running a new memo, running a new program. Yeah. This is not going to be a process, right? But don't say this is not going to be a process, because your body hears not and it hears process. And
right.
So it's just like shamanic journeying. When we shamanic journey, our energy body believes that we went to that place, believes that all these things happened, and starts creating shifts. That's how we shift the vibration. This is not just some imaginary thing that we're doing. Our energy body is totally right there going, oh, cool, activation, yeah.
Right? Yes.
Unless the person sits there and talks themselves out of it, totally their prerogative, right? So I would encourage you at this point, because you're already doing all the work, start writing a story.
A new story. You're right. I see. I've actually worked up to that the last several days. I stopped two of the therapies I was doing way before I got on this journey, see? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And more or less, I'm like, okay, my healing team's got this. Y'all are going to show me what I need to do to make this happen. I don't need this over here anymore. And kind of letting go of some lower vibrational things too, all at the same time. So yeah, interesting. The synchronicities in this meeting tonight that you said have really resonated with me, including what you just said. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I had a super intense years ago when I got back from Guatemala, and I knew I was in an initiatory phase, and it was very intense. This was a number of years ago, and I remember thinking, when is this going to stop? And then I connected with a sister who does shamanic work, and she said, I'm hearing a year and a day. And what I didn't realize at the time is that she planted that seed. And so I went, oh good, a year and a day. And exactly a year and a day, I had a ceremony, I burned all this stuff from Guatemala, and it totally started shifting. Now, was it really going to last a year and a day? Who knows?
Probably not.
Did she plant, or might have lasted longer. But what's ironic, I could have probably done that for myself. I could have said, oh, a year and a day. Got it. So now I'm finding that I get to decide. I have a friend who said, oh, I just saw my Vedic astrologer the other day, and through 2020, I'm going to go through all this loss. And I just went, oh, man. Really? Okay. You know, I just let Godspeed. Like, that's her journey. That's how she's choosing to do it.
Yes.
And the stars don't have information for us. One of the reasons I don't go get a bunch of readings like that, to be honest, is because I choose to write my story.
Right.
I really do.
Gotcha.
And I want to evolve beyond, you know, having something else telling me when and how things are going to happen. So I would definitely let go of this is a process, this is a process, because that's where you've been in. You've been in process. Yeah.
I've kept it in 3D. I'm seeing myself shifted out of 3D is what I'm doing now that you say this.
Okay.
I've got to let go of the 3D stuff. And
don't leave the 3D, honey. You want to hang out and do the Judy Brown thing for a while.
Well, I'm talking therapies.
Got it. Good.
The therapies.
Yeah. Stay with us, Judy. Like, I will be in it.
Yeah.
I feel so good. I'm losing it. Great. Well, I'm glad that came up, though, because we do want to shift the piece around it feeling like a process and not have it feel like a process.
So yeah, thank you. That's good.
I do want to do a journey before we run out of time. So, Sandra, can you mute her, please? or maybe you can mute yourself, Judy. Thanks for chatting. So why don't y'all get ready for a shamanic journey if you'd like to do that? I really like the Earth Mojo Soul Retrieval we did last time, and I actually had Madison edit it so that it's only audio. There's no video, so your privacy is maintained and none of you were talking anyway, and sent it out with the newsletter. I've never done that before, but it really felt like that Earth Soul Retrieval. It just felt important to share that with others. So if that one, you are totally welcome to share with anybody. It's in the newsletter. It's on my YouTube channel and it's audio only. So I just wanted to mention that because that was a really special one. So why don't you just take a moment and get comfortable, breathe into your belly, relax, relax, relax. For those at the retreat last time, if you remember my friend in India who would say, relax, relax. He actually didn't know he was talking like that. My Indian friend. So close your eyes, breathe into your belly. Go ahead and take it, just a couple nice breaths into your belly as we activate the energetic grid. Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. Everything in this space must be pure love and pure medicine. And just take a moment and find your portal door, stepping through your portal door into your sacred space. And connecting with your sacred space, connecting with your guides. And we'll do a brief journey tonight, and I'll just hold space. I'd like you to really ask your guides to support you in being fully present to your life, to being fully present to each moment, to finding the joy and the alignment in each moment, to supporting you in feeling grounded and aligned, even within movement, even within change, even within shift. See if they have any support for you, any gifts, any wisdom. just enough. Let us enough. Let us enough. Let us enough. Crystalline, crystalline, medicine, crystal medicine, crystal medicine. Crystal clear medicine, clear crystal medicine, claridad, 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 claridad. Understanding, understanding, understanding medicine, understanding, understanding, clarity, understanding, present medicine, fully present medicine. Present medicine, only present medicine, esprit medicine, claridad medicine, esprit medicine, claridad medicine. Presence medicine, alignment medicine, alignment medicine, grounded medicine, aligned medicine. Grounded medicine, aligned medicine, clarity medicine, crystal vision medicine, clarity medicine, crystal vision medicine. Limpia medicina, limpia, limpia medicina, limpia medicina, limpia medicina, Archangeles medicina, Archangeles medicina. Archangeles medicine. Archangeles medicine. Light, light medicine. Luz divina medicine. Light, light medicine. Luz divina medicine. Wisdom medicine. Wisdom medicine, understanding medicine, understanding medicine, crystal vision, crystal vision medicine, vista medicine, vista, vista medicine. Crystal vision medicine, crystal vision medicine, clarity medicine, Joy, joy, medicine. Aligned medicine. Self-love medicine. Self-love medicine. Self-care medicine. Self-care medicine. Kapalese. Breathe into your belly. You're welcome to bring your guides with you as you step back through your portal door. If you'd like to keep journeying, you can. Otherwise, you can step back through your portal door, bring your guides with you, close that portal door behind you. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and drink a little water. And even if you're still journeying, I'll just share before we close up the session tonight. For some reason, crystals were coming through a lot. I don't usually sing in crystals. Claridad is clarity. I think it sounds cooler in Spanish. Claridad. Sounds so fancy. I would encourage each of you, the counsel I'm receiving, is to really ask your guides for crystal clarity. Ask for crystal vision. That's literally what was being sung through. Crystal vision. Vista. Sight. Vista to me is more than just being able to see. It's sight. Yeah. Vision. So take the next week or so, and when you journey, or even just when you're not journeying, ask your guides, crystal vision, crystal clarity, vista. Let's do that as a group, and let's see what you get and share. And if crystals are part of your mojo, feels like right now is a really good time to bring those into your medicine, into your space, into your work. Like I said, I don't usually sing in crystals, and they were just like, that's all that wanted to come through tonight. Crystal. Cristales. I was feeling Sandra because she's all about some crystal. So just putting that on your radar. Crystal vision, crystal clarity, vista. Got it? I can put that on the Facebook page too. Also, this bell that came from Sandra's friend Yoli is from Bali. Just saying, I happened to pick this bell tonight. So Misty, that's what one of the bells in Bali sounds like. So for those of you in the area, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the snow. For those of you in other places, enjoy whatever's going on for you. We're gonna meet again on the 19th, just before the holidays. I'm already receiving awesome uploads about what we're gonna do then, because it just feels really auspicious to meet just before solstice, right before holidays, and all the energy that comes with that. I know that brings all of it. Some of it feels good, some of it doesn't. I get it. There's a lot of stuff around holiday energy. So I'm really excited to connect before the holidays and really do some good medicine work together. So thank you all for being here. Mwah. And next time in 2 weeks, our final session of the year, according to the Gregorian calendar. So Sandra, do you want to unmute everybody? Thank you so much for hosting, Sandra.